Marcus Silver, Stephen Crow, Carter Gilmore. Listen, we've been talking, Brian, throughout the course of this broadcast and the course of the season. This staff, this program has made it work. The changing times of college basketball. They have found guys who have come in through the portal, newcomers as freshmen, and they've all fit in, and they have one goal in mind, and that's to win as many games as possible.
Well, yeah, and that's what the group bought in. And now, because of their buy-in, they're sitting in a really good situation. You win, you get a double bye. You get a double bye, you got a good chance at making a deep run in the Big Ten tournament. Then all of a sudden it leads to that next weekend. And you win here, you maybe win one, maybe end up in Milwaukee. Like all of that stuff, you know, they know what's in front of them. They know what needs to happen. The best part about right now, we're about, you know, a minute away from tip. The best part is you're a minute away from tip.
Yes.
Everything else can be removed. The emotions of senior day removed. The emotions of having all of your parents here, people that, you know, are coming in, aunts, uncles, whatever it is. It's gone in a minute. Now you can finally play. And as a player, this is your safe spot. That court is your safe spot. For whatever else is going on, you finally get to get out here and just play.
I'm going to be interested in Penn State because this is a team that the efficiency numbers aren't great. In fact, they're not good.
Correct.
Yet, they're averaging overall nearly 79 points per game. They're on a school record pace for points per game overall. Now, you take about 6 points off of that in Big Ten play. But they have guys who can get to the rim. You got Ace Baldwin, who could be a problem at both ends of the floor. Certainly was a problem for the Badgers when they met last year in State College. A talented team, but as we mentioned, Brian, they've got a knack for losing close games. Well, 1-8 in games decided by 6 points or fewer.
Yeah, and that's the interesting part. But, you know, the most interesting part for me, on top of that, they've had a week off. They know they're not playing any more basketball after this. What kind of response are they? Are they going to cash this thing in? Do they have tickets bought for spring break already? Or are they going to play hard? I don't know.
Yeah.
Right? We've never seen this. This is the first year where you haven't gone to the Big Ten tournament. So this is the first time that a team has had to deal with this. This is their last one. I don't know what kind of team we're going to get from Penn State. I know that they like to steal the ball. And I don't know they like to play fast. I know they like to be pesky. All that.
But if you're Greg Gard or the Badgers, you're assuming they're just going to let it rip.
Well, right? And that's your preparation. If it goes the other way, hey, you can live with that. You can live with that with about 6 minutes left in the second half, and you can start emptying your bench if they go the other way. But you can't plan for that.
Your officials for today's game, Keith Kimball, Thomas Nunez, and DJ Carstensen as the Nittany Lions come out in the traveling blue unis of the white trim, Badgers in the home white and the cardinal trim. Has been a disappointing season for Penn State after a terrific start. They started 10-1. They get the Big Ten play. They beat Purdue, and you're thinking, oh, here we go. And then it's just been one gut punch after another. So as we said, we'll see what they've got in the tank, and we'll watch these Wisconsin Badgers in this building for the final time this season. Conan Niederhauser and Crowell will jump center as we are set to go. Couple of guys will be looking eye to eye. Yannick Conan Niederhauser, 7 feet tall, 250 pounder. A couple of years at Northern Illinois. And now a Nittany Lion as we are set to go. And the toss and tap will belong to the Badgers. Wisconsin moves to our left. We are underway at the Kohl Center. Nolan Winter against Zach Hicks. The way to John Blackwell being chased by Ace Baldwin. A feed for Winter. Wraps it to Tanjay. He's with Dunn. Inside feed to Crow. Backing on Conan Niederhauser, low on the left, reverse layup is good. Nifty move inside from Crow to open up the scoring.
That's great footwork is what that is. Who doesn't love a big with some great footwork? Come on, Matt.
Well, you were nifty. You were nifty.
Oh, I wasn't nifty at all. No, dude.
Here's DeMarco Dunn on the right side. Penn State moving to our right. And Freddie DeLeon on the right wing. 2-0 Wisconsin here in the opening minute. Hicks between the circles. Winters on him. Now it's Baldwin against Kamari McGee. High screen Conan Niederhauser left of the circle. Three in the air. Baldwin no good. Rebound ripped away by John Tanja. Here comes John up the floor. Flips to Nolan Winter. Feeds McGee on the left side. Kamari dribbles to the top. Leaves it for Crowell. Top of the arc. Crowell looks left. One dribble right. Pivots. And gets it into John Blackwell, who gets fouled from behind and going for that steal there. A little poke away, Ace Baldwin getting a piece of Blackwell, and Ace Baldwin's picked up an early foul.
Well, Ace Baldwin's right into John Blackwell. So last possession right there, John just cut back, door, Steve hit him on the pass, and then Baldwin's behind, and that's where he gets the foul. And I don't know why he was looking like it wasn't a foul. It was obviously a foul.
McGee, baseline left, will inbound for Wisconsin. Into Blackwell, left corner, feeds Tanjay. He'll throw it to Winter, sends to McGee on the right side. Kamari McGee against Freddie Dillion. Kamari, baseline right, drives to the lane, reverse layup, blocked by Dillion, diving for it. McGee kept it alive and rolls out to Blackwell in the lane, fadeaway flip in the paint, is short, rebound tipped, gathered by McGee, another chance for Wisconsin. Olin Winter feeds it to Tanjay now, outside right, he'll throw to Crowell, top of the circle. Crowell looking inside, tosses to Tanjay instead, now McGee, right corner three, got it. Corner three, Kamari McGee. Said that a few times this year.
All is good in the world. He's missed a couple of them against Minnesota, Michigan State.
Here's DeMarco Dunn driving the left lane line to the cup. He'll lay it up and in. It counts and a foul.
Dunn was able to get a straight line drive there. That's why it happened so quickly. Penn State pushed initially, and then Dunn just straight line right down. John gets on the side. John Blackwell gets on the side of him, and that's why that's there, and that's why he's able to get to the bucket.
Blackwell, the foul, his first. DeMarco Dunn, 89% free throw shooter, and he'll pay off the three-point play. Knocks down the throw, 5-3 Wisconsin. We're a minute 45 into the game. Here's McGee up the right sideline of the front court, shadowed by Dillion. He'll throw it to Nolan Winter, top of the circle. Here's off to Blackwell at the left point. Heads him out near half court as Blackwell resets the floor with 15 on the shot clock. Crowell leaves it for Tanjay on the right wing. Tanjay steps back, can't get loose, bounces to Crowell. Crowell is fouled by, oh, he walked with the ball. Check that. Conan Niederhauser with the defensive work, and Crowell guilty of the extra step turnover for the Badgers.
Oh, that was good footwork. I mean, a pig never travels on that spin.
Yeah,
he might have moved him a little bit. He might have moved him a little bit.
Just bias against those bigs again, right?
Always, always.
Here's DeMarco Dunn handing off to Baldwin. Hits the brakes, feeds Zach Hicks, and he threw it away right into the hands of Kamari McGee. They wanted the big guy inside, and McGee picks it off. About 2.5 minutes in, 5-3 Wisconsin. McGee throwing to Blackwell against Dunn on the right wing, looped it into Crowell, right of the lane. Hicks is on Crowell now. Backing is Crowell, still backing, right block, out the Winter, open three, straight on, straight through. Now the Badgers have been struggling from distance the last four games, but a couple of early hits from the three-point line here today. And it's 8-3 Wisconsin. Here's Dunn driving left lane line, trying to run it up there, and it's sent out of bounds by Nolan Winter.
And Nolan did a good job of having space there as a big. When you're the initial defender and you go up against a smaller guard, if you have enough space, it allows you to get a blocked shot.
8-3 Wisconsin. Not quite 3 minutes into the game. Ace Baldwin, baseline left, will inbound. And he'll float it out to Dunn. Left side off the Conan Niederhauser screen. Feeds Hicks high on the left. Moved it inside. Conan Niederhauser, mid post left. Left shoulder turn, up right hand short. Rebound Tanjay. Outlet right side to Blackwell. And the sophomore up the floor for Wisconsin gets a little bump from Crowell. A throw to Stevie. He's open. He'll flip the three. Good. And the Badgers are 3-for-3 from distance in the early minutes of this game.
Back-to-back threes from Biggs.
It took 2 seconds. I had him do it. I had to say it right away. 11-3 Wisconsin. Here's Freddie Dillion. Pull up right elbow jumper. Back rim no. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Conan Niederhauser. It'll be Wisconsin ball as Jack Janicki and Carter Gilmore set to check in. Coming out will be Blackwell and Crowell.
And that's the start Wisconsin needed.
Yes.
Making a bunch of threes, feeling good about yourself, especially after the last four. Jack Janicki in the game with his tooth fixed, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
So it looked good last night.
Yeah, all the pearly whites are back intact. Yeah, the Badgers the last four games were 27 of 102 from distance. They're 3-of-3 to start this game as Janicki goes inside. Nolan Winter catches, slam dunk. Easy money inside. It's 13-3 Wisconsin. 16-10 left in the first half. DeMarco Dunn high on the right. He'll throw to Dillion, picked up by Janicki. Loops it to Conan Niederhauser at the top of the circle. Couple of left-hand dribbles. Hands off to Zach Hicks. And tried to slip it back to Conan Niederhauser. Comes back to him off a deflection. And then Janicki knocks a pass away. Turnover Penn State. Here comes Jack to the line. A step in the lane. Oh, tried to feed Winter and not able to gather. Turnover Wisconsin. Janicki trying a little no-look action. Here's Dunn driving, knocked away. Gilmore out of bounds. It'll belong to Penn State. We'll have our first media timeout and a good start for the home team in the final home game of the year. Today's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for today and the future. 15:43 left of the first half. Wisconsin 13, Penn State 3. Back in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
1849, ban on abortions. Which, by the way, what is flawed about that?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is flawed about that?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is flawed about that?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
I am Rosario Dawson. Cancer is one journey no one should take on alone. And Stand Up to Cancer wants to make sure no one has to. We bring together the best scientists and doctors to help accelerate the development of more effective treatments. And with the support of individuals like you, more patients will see that even though cancer may interrupt the journey, it doesn't have to determine the destination. Join us and let's go further together. Learn more at standuptocancer.org/AA.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt Nair on air.
America Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. 13-3, Wisconsin leads Penn State, 15:43 left in the half.
We said it once, but this is the start you've wanted now. Keep the pedal down. Keep the pedal down.
Baldwin inbounding. Pacienza in the game for Penn State as Baldwin knocked away by Janicki, forcing another turnover. Here's Jack with a lead feed to Tanjay. On the left side is Janicki into Gilmore. Whips it right corner. McGee for three. Good again. Corner three, McGee with two early hits. And it's 16-3 Wisconsin.
Look, the ball movement, man. I mean, this thing is beautiful, the way they're finding each other. Defensively, they're in gaps. They're getting deflections. Offensively, they're coming down. They're spraying that thing around. They're getting open looks. I mean, this is a great start.
And another deflection from Janicki, who has three or four of them already. As Crowell will come back in for Nolan Winters. 16-3 Wisconsin with 15:20 left in the first half. Pacienza, by the way, 6'8 sophomore out of Upper Darby, PA, as DeMarco Dunn inbounds the ball to Nick Kern. Dribble drive in the lane, 10-footer is good for Kern, the 6'6 senior. That is 16-5 Wisconsin. That hit for Penn State stopped an 11-point Badger run. We're about 5 minutes in. Janicki on the left side takes it to the top of the circle. Finds McGee at the free throw line. Pivots at the right elbow. Puts it on the floor against Dillion in the lane. Up left hand, good. Oh, my goodness. Kamari McGee feeling it in the early minutes. 18-5 Wisconsin. Here's Dillion against John Tanjay. As Dillion works it outside left. Throws to Kern high in the right against Gilmore. Now picked up by Janicki. Kern backing. Right block. Backing. Turns it out to DeMarco Dunn. Tracked out to Kern. Got away with a walk to Dunn. Kern for three, and he buries it from the right corner. Five quick points for Nick Kern. 18-8 Wisconsin. McGee quickly up the floor to Janicki on the left wing. They go into Crowell. Left of the lane against Inza. Crowell back to the basket. Starting to back to the block. Whips it to Janicki. Flips a three straight away. Off the left side iron. No good. Rebound tipped in the air. Pulled down by East Baldwin. Loops it ahead to Freddie Dillion. Up the floor. Throws to Dunn. He'll step back. Snaps off a three. Good. DeMarco Dunn, better than 38% from distance. It's 18-11 Wisconsin. We're 6 minutes into the game here in Madison. McGee throwing to Crowell, right of the circle. Back to McGee off a Crowell screen. Enzo picks him up on a switch. Crowell, right elbow out to Tanjay. Open look, left side, book it. John Tanjay with a three-pointer. It's 21-11 Wisconsin.
So 5 of 6 from three. That's so good to see.
Here's Dillion inside. Enzo knocked away Gilmore out of bounds. It'll belong to Penn State. Now Xavier Amos will come in. Re-entering is John Blackwell as Gilmore and McGee will sit down. Ronan Niederhauser back in. Dominic Stewart on the floor for Penn State as well.
And the reason the 5 for 6, yeah, they're scoring points off it. But, again, we've talked about the last 4 games, not great. Now you're building that confidence back up.
8 buckets, 6 assists in the early going for Wisconsin. Here's Kern off the right elbow. Steps back beyond the three-point line. And a pass knocked away by Janicki. Gets back to Kern. Inside feed Dillion low on the left, and he'll lay it in.
That's a tough bucket there because you get the deflection. It goes right back, and then all of a sudden you give up a layup. But good defensive possession.
21-13 Wisconsin. 13-18 left in the first half. Tanjay will throw to Xavier Amos on the right wing. And jostled around a little bit by Dillion, who went down. Nothing called as Amos drives to the bucket and pushed it up and in.
And what a strong move from X. Like when X plays that way, and now all of a sudden he can do some really good things. Sometimes he's got a tendency to back away from that contact.
Dillion has a pass deflected, stolen away by Amos. It's 3-on-3. Amos bounces to Blackwell, and it's tapped out of bounds. It went off of Blackwell, they say, as Wisconsin turns it over. Zach Hicks will come in for Dillion. Yeah, that was an encouraging little snapshot there of Xavier.
It was great, through the right? Contact. There's no question. Like when he plays that way, then all of a sudden the last possession he gets in, dribbles it, gets a little contact there and leads to that turnover between him and John. So
12:45 left in the half, 23-13 Wisconsin. Stewart, the freshman, hands off to Ace Baldwin out high. And his pass knocked away by Crowell, stolen by Janicki. Another Penn State turnover. And Janicki had it knocked away by Baldwin. Turnover, Wisconsin trading miscues here. And here's Zach Hicks. He'll try a three left wing, and he'll stick it. He's a 40% shooter from long range. 23-16 Wisconsin.
And Baldwin baited Janicki into that last turnover. He was just waiting for him to turn. Once he turned, he went. Here you see Penn State in the zone.
And here's Blackwell shooting over at right side. Another three for Wisconsin as the Badgers are 6 of 7 from long range. 26-16 Wisconsin, 12:03 left in the half. Kern, right of the lane, stops at the block, loops around a Kona Niederhauser screen, feeds Stewart. He'll try a three left side. Good. Dominic Stewart, 6'5", freshman out of Ocean Springs, Mississippi. And it's 26-19 Wisconsin, 11:50 left in the half. Penn State, 4 out of 5 from long range. Blackwell throwing to Amos. Zone continues from Penn State. A little 2-3 look. Crowell, right elbow, finds the cutter. Blackwell low on the right, pushed it up. Too strong, no good. And the rebound to Conan Niederhauser. Here comes Stewart. Left side of the front court for Penn State. Ace Baldwin up top off a high screen. Baldwin pull up, foul line jumper. Too hard, no good. Rebound, Janicki for Wisconsin. Badgers up 7 with 11:20 left in the first half. Janicki high on the right. He'll throw to Crowell, right of the lane. Crowell with his back to the basket. Starting to back on Zach Hicks. Backing. They bump. He'll turn. He'll flip it up right hand. Around it out. No good. Yannick Kona Niederhauser the rebound for Penn State. And now Nick Kern up the left sideline. Gets the high screen. Works to the foul line. Leaning. Shooting for 14. And he banked it in. 26-21 Wisconsin. 10:58 left in the half. So Penn State making a push. Getting hot of the offensive end. Tanjay left elbow. Tanjay spin move and lost the handle. But he was fouled. That'll be on Yannick Conan Niederhauser. That'll be his first as we're at the under 12 media timeout. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Cleary Building Court, built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore clearybuilding.com today. And with over 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. 10:51 left of the first half. Wisconsin 26, Penn State 21. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Brighten your home and save big money on light bulbs and Menards. Get a stylish vintage look, plus the latest in LED technology with Fight Electric Enhanced Light Bulbs. They provide vivid natural light. Save big money on a 4-pack of Fight Electric Enhanced Light Bulbs on sale now through March 9th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards. Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems. And ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are proud partners of Wisconsin Athletics. Get the seed you need for the people you trust. Contact your local FS Envision and High Soy retailer or visit FSC.com to learn more. And the unexpected happens every day. When it does, head to Kohl's and Kohl's.com for everything your family needs. Kohl's, where families come first. Gotta correct myself there. That last foul, and this is significant, it was on Ace Baldwin and not Conan Niederhauser. That foul on Baldwin is his second. So the very dangerous guard with two early fouls. 26-21, Wisconsin leads Penn State with 10:51 left in a half.
And if you're Wisconsin right now, Penn State scored on 7 of the last 8. Defensively, they've gotten just a little bit spread out, and that's where Penn State's been able to knock down a couple of threes, knock down a couple of mid-range. I don't think defensively they've been bad. I just think they've got spread out a little bit too much.
John Tanjay shooting two free throws in the first. Hits the front rim and rolls over and through. 92% free throw shooter is Tanjay. The Badgers continue on a record pace as a team at the free throw line at about 83.5%. And Tanjay hits them both. Of course, free throws a big difference on Wednesday in the win at Minnesota. Tanjay hits them both, 28-21, Wisconsin, 10:43 left in the half. Here's Stewart against Blackwell. Moves it to Conan Niederhauser at the right elbow. Faces up on Nolan Winter, the double from Gilmore. Niederhauser up, right hand, good, off the window. 28-23, Wisconsin. 10.5 minutes left till halftime. John Tanjay off the screen from Winter, tries a three, and it spins out, no good. Rebound to Nick Kern of Penn State. Up the middle to the front court. Dominic Stewart high on the right, takes the top of the circle, angles left elbow, feeds Javon Carter in right away. He'll try a three right of the circle, no good. The rebound to Blackwell for Wisconsin. Javon Carter, a 6'3 freshman. Here's Winter, wraps it left wing for Kamari McGee. McGee feeds Gilmore between the arcs. He'll turn it right side to Tanjay. Drives baseline, got by Stewart, hangs in the air. Tough reverse layup, no. Trying to dig out his own rebound. He does, pushed it up, got fouled. Tanjay cleaning up the miss, and he'll earn free throws with his team up 5, 9:51 left in the half.
I was just trying to pad his stats there. That's all that is. Get an extra rebound. But he's been fantastic at getting to the basket. But the reason I bring up the rebounding, last couple of games, guards have been doing a really good job of that. John Blackwell, he's able to get 11 rebounds at Minnesota. John Tanjay gets 7 rebounds at Minnesota. For this team to have the success in March,
yes,
that's going to be crucial.
So the bigs doing all the dirty work?
That's the way it normally is. So
Tanjay hitting the first free throw, and he is short with the second. Kern the rebound. Tanjay 3 out of 4 at the foul line here in the first half. 29-23 Wisconsin, 9:45 left in the half. Kern outside left. He'll throw to Hicks between the circles. Bounces to Yannick Conan-Niederhauser off the right elbow. Now it's Kern, right of the lane. Skips it to Stewart on the left side. He'll try a three, and it's off the rim, no good. Way off the mark. Winter the rebound. And here's Kamari McGee, left side line to the front court. Rocks the dribble against Javon Carter. He'll throw to Winter out high. Hands off to Tanjay. Tanjay picked up the dribble, darts a pass to McGee. Drives off the left wing in the lane, puts two defenders to the rim. Layup, good.
What a first half by Kamari McGee.
He has 10. 31-23 Wisconsin, 9:10 left in the half. Going to Niederhauser, up top, hands off to Kern, driving on Gilmore, left lane line, push it up left hand, no good, off the left side iron, rebound pulled down by Winter. And here's McGee, a The senior out of Racine, St. Catherine, drives down the lane to the rim, high off the glass, no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds. It belonged to Wisconsin. Kamari McGee into some attack mode here.
I was going to say the same thing. Now, that's good, but there's also a limitation to what it is, too, a little bit, right?
Yeah.
He's been ultra aggressive. But yeah. You see a little bit on senior night.
Yeah, you do.
Senior days. You'd see that occasionally.
8:52 left in the half. Jack Janicki back in the game. Cameron Hunter is on for Wisconsin now. Saw him a little bit on Wednesday night. He'll inbound at the Blackwell, left corner. Feeds Nolan Winter at the left point. Winter one dribble, gives it up to Gilmore. He'll turn to Janicki high on the right off the Gilly screen. Flips to Winter outside left. Winter to Cameron Hunter. Hunter on the left wing. Takes it off the wing, in the lane, and lost the handle. Turnover, Wisconsin. Here's a lead feed done. Ahead to Zach Hicks on the left side. Throws to DeLeon, left corner against Blackwell. Back out to Dunn, turns it to Javon Carter. 8:25 left in the half, 31-23 Wisconsin. Carter throws to Dunn. Dunn dribbles off the wing, stops at the elbow. Feeds Zach Hicks. He'll take it off the wing. Stops at the foul line. Throws to Carter. Driving left of the lane, and he gets fouled before the shot. They'll get Janicki. That'll be his first foul.
You saw the last drive by Cam Hunter. It's just a situation of over-penetrating. Yep. Sometimes, right, when you over-penetrate, that's when bad things happen. That's what happened in that last possession for that turnover.
Steven Crow in for Wisconsin as the inbounds pass goes to Hicks on the left wing. Inza back on the floor for Penn State. Here's Dunn. Right-hand dribble down the lane to the rim, and he flips it in with the right hand. Marco Dunn having a nice first half. He has eight. 31-25 Wisconsin with 8 minutes left in the first half. Blackwell outside right. He'll throw to Gilmore, right of the circle. Feeds Crow, right elbow. Inza defending. Crow starting to back on Inza. Backing, right block. Shakes, ducks in, and scores it with a right hand.
Just so good. Ooh. I mean, clip that and chill that to every youth out there in the state of Wisconsin as far as footwork.
That is some pretty good fundamental basketball right there from Stevie. 33-25 Wisconsin. 7:30 left in the half. Javon Carter left of the circle. Throws to Dunn. Dunn against Janicki. To the line. A bump. Plays on. Pivots. One pump. Throws to DeLeon on the left side. Eight of the shot clock. Freddie DeLeon against John Blackwell. DeLeon backs up on the dribble. Now drives it left of the lane. And it's ripped away by Blackwell. John on the push, up the middle front court, fans it out to Hunter, feeds Gilmore, fakes the three, Hunter takes the three, left side, off the rim, no good, rebound, Gilmore tipped it up, it's loose, gathered by Janicki, feeds Blackwell, left-hand dribble across the lane to the left wing, now he'll drive baseline, and he gets fouled on the play. And we'll have the under eights, media timeouts. Badgers shooting 57% for the floor. Penn State not far behind him, though. Both teams, when they're not turning it over, have some things going on offense. The story of Madison lives in the Wisconsin State Journal. Subscribe today at madison.com/story. 6:56 left in the first half. Wisconsin 33, Penn State 25. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Jackson Hewitt wants you to save money on tax prep. We're saving money by having our intern rap in this commercial.
Don't stress. Jackson Hewitt's got expert tax prep, $149 or less. Yo, some tax guys lie about price. What? They got hidden fees. That ain't nice.
Ain't nice.
Don't ignore MC Kevin's rhyme, because this deal's for a limited time. $149.
For tax prep that's $149 or less, hurry into Jackson Hewitt today.
No cap.
Limited time offer for new clients on federal returns. Participating locations only. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com/149.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, "I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
US Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Together, there's nothing as powerful as the power of us. US Bank, Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC, 33-25. Wisconsin leads Penn State 6:56 left in the first half. Cameron Hunter stays in there for the Badgers. He'll inbound baseline left. Looking and still looking. Got to get it in.
That's 5 seconds. That was about eight.
Yep. And in fairness to Cameron, this is
there's nobody
ninth,
open.
Yeah, ninth and that. And it's also his ninth game of the year. So you could take a timeout there, but it's not played a lot in the guts of
correct
games.
But
yeah, nobody helped him.
Nobody, there has to be better screening in those actions.
Turnovers even, six aside. Here's Dillion off the Kona Niederhauser screen. And now Baldwin goes into him. Baldwin back in there playing with two fouls. Niederhauser mid-post left. Feeds Dillion, driving on Hunter, steps back, left elbow jumper, off the rim, no good. Xavier Amos up strong for the rebound. And here comes Hunter. Transfer from Central Arkansas. Janicki will feed Crow at the top of the arc. Crow, step to his right, gives off to Blackwell, refeeds Crow right of the lane. Kona Niederhauser, single coverage. Crow backing on, still backing, right block, turns, upright hand, sweet. Nice soft touch.
It's great job. But I have no idea what Penn State bigs are doing. Mm-hmm. He wants to get back to the jump hook with the right hand.
35-25, Wisconsin. And Stevie's saying thank you very much. Here's Kona Niederhauser inside over Amos and scoring for the right block.
And great job by Steve on the offense. Don't get hurt, but like, I just.
35-27, Wisconsin. 5:50 left till halftime. Cameron Hunter up top for Wisconsin. Going to Blackwell outside right. So back to Hunter. Hunter surveys. Goes to Amos. Feeds Crow at the free throw line. Shot clock is at five. Hunter got to do something here. Knocked away and then throws one up. And that's going to be an air ball as Ace Baldwin got into him there. And a shot clock violation here for the Badgers. They lead by eight, 5:27 left in the half. And now Kamari McGee, Carter Gilmore, and John Tanjay will come in. Amos, Hunter, and Janicki will sit down. Lesson learned that you think next week, though, a guy like Hunter, if you're playing three games, 3 days.
Oh, absolutely. Like, I mean, no question. Yeah, and Cam's had a lot of injuries. So, you know, being able to get some running, learn a little bit more. And
here's Ace Baldwin driving, knocked away by McGee. Another turnover. McGee dives to the floor, digs it out of there, and passes off to Blackwell. He's up the floor. Kern on his hip. Blackwell blows through the defense, takes it to the cup, and lays it in.
That's why you just play. You just keep playing. Penn State was complaining about a no-foul call. What happens? Wisconsin gets the ball, runs it down, scores a layup.
10-point lead for the Badgers. Here's Dunn. Goes off to Dillion, left of the lane, 4:45 left in the half, 37-27 Wisconsin. DeMarco Dunn throwing to Kona Niederhauser at the left elbow. Single coverage crowd. Knocked away, is helping out was Gilmore. Knocked out of bounds, last touch by Penn State. Another Penn State turnover. That's eight of them now for the Nittany Lions.
Talked about middle of this game when Penn State went 7-8 from the floor. So they were, Wisconsin defense was spread a little bit too much. What's all of a sudden happened? They're tightened up real quick, and the driving lanes aren't there anymore.
Penn State showing zone here again. Crow throwing to McGee between the circles. Whips to Gilmore. Took a look, turned it down. He'll get it into Crow at the free throw line. Stevie skips it off to John Tanjay, and he gets fouled by Nick Kern. It'll be his first of the team's fifth with 4:18 left in the half. 37-27, Wisconsin. Badgers guilty of just two fouls here so far. Mike Rhodes keeping Ace Baldwin on the floor, playing with two fouls. Here's Tanjay for three on the left side. Splashed it again. Second three-point hit for Tanjay. 40-27, Wisconsin.
And Penn State was going zone. When they go zone, that end, got it, inbounds the ball. goes back to him quickly, allows for that open three.
Here's Kern off the right wing in the lane, throws it up, front rim no good, rebound to Tanjay. Here come the Badgers. Tanjay up the middle, throwing to Blackwell, steps into a three, left side, hit the front rim, no good, ball to the rebound. Long pass, left sideline, front court to Kern. Left of the lane against John Tanjay, scoops to Hicks on the left side. Hicks will toss it back out to Kern. Inside feed, Kona Niederhauser catches, ran into Gilmore, whistle, offensive foul, the call. And Mike Rhodes, the Penn State coach, is not a happy camper. And we'll have the under four media timeout. Badger fans, if you're looking for the perfect in-game meal, choose a Brew Pub Pizza loaded with quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Brew Pub Lots of Matzo Pizzas are a proud partner of Badger Athletics and are available in your grocer's freezer. 3:37 left in the half, Wisconsin 40, Penn State 27. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Wisconsin is known for some pretty great things, like football, food, and family. At Jones Dairy Farm, we're proud to be a Wisconsin company, one that's been family-owned and operated in Fort Atkinson. Our all-natural breakfast sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger have all been making Wisconsin breakfast better since 1889. And that Wisconsin pride is why Jones is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
Right now, Kohl's is giving away millions in instant Kohl's Cash in stores for free. Yep, that's right, because the Kohl's Cash Ultimate Giveaway is back. Hurry in to claim yours while supplies last. Plus, you can score 3 days of deals in store and online this weekend. So don't miss out. Head to your nearest Kohl's this Friday through Sunday before it's too late. Kohl's Cash Giveaway valid in store only. Redeemable only that day. Some exclusions apply. Not valid on Sephora at Kohl's while supplies last. Ends March 9th. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Horsepower to amplify your willpower. Capability to kickstart your courage. They're standard in built Ford Tough Ford trucks and adventure-ready Ford SUVs. Visit your Wisconsin Ford store today. U.S. Bank scoreboard update. 9.5 minutes remaining at Fiserv Forum. Marquette and St. John's tied at 58. Badgers lead Penn State 40-27 with 3:37 left in the first half. Mike Rhodes trying to state his case. The head coach of Penn State is big. Yannick Kona Niederhauser called for an offensive foul going to that media timeout. Six fouls on the Nittany Lions, two against Wisconsin.
And he was doing a good job of stating his case.
He was. Yeah,
he was got enough time for it.
He was pretty clear. Here's Blackwell up the floor, left side, out there with McGee, Gilmore, Tanjay, and Winter. Blackwell, the left corner. He'll throw to Winter, left point. Flips it back to Blackwell. John on the left wing. He'll toss it out to Gilmore. Wide pass, but secured by Quarter. Hands off to Tanjay. John on the move. Baseline right. Kern cut him off. Shot clock is at six. Tanjay backing. Backing right of the lane. One pump, two pumps. Out to Gilly. Takes a three right side. Off the rim, no good. Yannick Kona Niederhauser the rebound. Here comes Kern for Penn State to the front court with 3 minutes left in the half. Badgers up 13. Kern right lane line driving, throws it up over Tanjay, missed, but a foul. They'll get it on Tanjay. That'll be his first.
And I talked a lot about spacing on the defensive end there. Where was it driving? Like, pretty big, right?
Yep.
Like, I mean, and that's where all of a sudden it's a lack of communication between John Tanjay and Kamari McGee. Because of the lack of communication, that space is bigger, and that driving lane is much easier to get downhill with.
Nick Kern, a 68% free throw shooter, has 7 points in this first half, and it stays that way as he is short with the first free throw. Penn State, a 76% free throw shooting team. And they get as much done at the foul line per game as Wisconsin. Second free throw is good for Kern. They both get about 16.5 points per game from the foul line. 40-28 Wisconsin with 2:53 left in the first half. Penn State picking up a little bit in the backcourt. Blackwell brings it across on the left side. And Now they go into the half-court offense.
Well, they've gone zone, and then they've gone to man after two passes. Now it looks like they're staying zone in this possession.
Here's Kamari driving in the lane. The floater is high off the glass. It comes down to Winter. His shot blocked by Conan Niederhauser. And here comes Penn State. Dunn ahead to Kern. Kern off the right wing, up over Gilmore. Missed it. Rebound. Niederhauser couldn't control. Winter is there. Here's Blackwell pushing. John in the middle. Takes a left lane line and an offensive foul on Blackwell. That'll be his second foul. They'll get Jack Janicki back into the game.
And that's one where John, as good as he has been about taking the ball and going downhill off of a rebound, I would have loved a pass ahead and get the ball back because Penn State was already loaded there.
Yeah. Easy call to make, too, is with that free arm. He extended it. So Blackwell with the two fouls on the bench as Janicki back in for Wisconsin. 2:10 left in the half, 40-28 the Badgers. Here's Hicks. One into Conan Niederhauser. Flipped it up. It spun out. No, but he'll go to the free throw line as he was fouled. And this is going to go against Janicki, and that's going to be his second. Yannick Conan Niederhauser is a 67% free throw shooter. So the Nittany Lions have worked themselves back to the free throw line, trying to get the deficit down to 10. It's at 12 right now. A 7-footer with the first free throw, and it rolls off the right side of the rim. No good.
I think a lot of it is Penn State's playing with some really good pace offensively, so that's why Wisconsin has had those driving lanes. But just stay tight. Stay tight, build out.
Second free throw is good. Conan Niederhauser splits, 40-29 Wisconsin. Penn State, little three quarters look down. Janicki throws over it to McGee, breaks the mid-stripe on the left side. 40-29 Wisconsin, 2 minutes left in the half. Gilmore throwing to Crowell at the top of the circle. Steps left, feeds McGee on the left side. Amari on the wing, out to Janicki at the top. Janicki gives it up to Tanjay, high on the right. He'll throw to Crowell, 8 to shoot. McGee dribbles off the left wing, darts it back out to Jack, flips a 3, left corner, it's off the rim, no good. Conan Niederhauser, the rebound for Penn State. Now Ace Baldwin is pushing to the line. Baldwin got tripped up by McGee. Ace Baldwin goes to the floor hard, as did McGee. And Kamari going over to make sure his counterpart is all right. And Baldwin feeling that a little bit.
That was a good offensive possession by Wisconsin. Wide open look, just missed the three. Then all of a sudden, Penn State wants to get out and run. That's what they're going to do. And we've talked about that early in the game here. Transition defense was going to be important right there. What wasn't happening was the wall wasn't built. When I say a wall, you've got all guys sprinted back, build it so that they can't come down with a full head steam. So,
30-second timeout here taken by Mike Rhodes, the Penn State head coach. We have a minute 33 left in the half. 40-29, Wisconsin leading Penn State. We'll keep it here. We'll say Badger fans, the Wisconsin Pork Association encourages you to enjoy pork while supporting our Badgers all year long. Visit WPPA.org for recipes and information. On this timeout, among other things, we'll buy Ace Baldwin a little time to shake it off a little bit. And for Kamari McGee as well, that was a pretty good collision between those two. Kamari guilty of that foul. That's his first. Janicki, Crowell, Gilmore, and Tanjay, the five on the floor.
And this is the crazy thing. Wisconsin had 40 points. They haven't scored in the last 2:45.
Yeah.
And a lot of it's been that zone. I think, when you look at how they've been playing early on here, Wisconsin was doing a really good job. They were making a lot of shots from three. Obviously, they had three-point percentages down a little bit. Still at 50%. But the ball that gets the zone has a tendency at times to stop and not move as quick. That's what we're seeing a little bit here in these last couple of offensive possessions.
Baldwin almost automatic at the foul line, but he missed the first free throw. 94% shooter. Yeah, the Badgers hit six of their first seven from the three-point line, one of seven since. Second free throw for Baldwin. Good. So he gets one out of two. That's his first point of the game. 40-30 Wisconsin. Down to 90 seconds left in the first half. Three-quarters look continues defensively from Penn State. Janicki sizes it up, throwing to McGee. Nice catch. Kamari coming in hot. McGee on the right wing. Bounces to Crowell, right of the lane. Hicks is on the double from Conan Niederhauser. A throw to Tanjay. Tap pass McGee. Left corner three off the rim. No good. Conan Niederhauser the rebound. And a long pass to Dunn. Drives to the rim. The layup is good as Penn State in transition gets the bucket.
You can't give up those baskets.
40-32, Wisconsin. 1 minute left in the half. Tanjay throwing to Gilmore out between the arcs. A pass to McGee, left point. Feeds Janicki, left corner. Janicki matched up with Zach Hicks right now. Back out to McGee. Wraps to Tanjay, high on the right. Tanjay with Nick Kern. Now Bald with a double. A throw to Crowell. Back out to McGee. Feeds Gilmore. Good look at a three. Left side. Off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound. Steven Crowell. Second chance. Wisconsin. Tanjay for three. Right side. That's off the rim. Short. Badgers have gotten cold from distance. 33 seconds left in the half. 40-32. Wisconsin. At about a 6 second difference. Game to shot clock. Game clock is at 25 seconds. Ace Baldwin. Uncontested, rocking the dribble in the center circle. Down to 17 seconds left in the half. 40-32, the Badgers. Baldwin with the shot clock down to 7. Baldwin for 3 straight away. It's good. And it's 40-35, Penn State. Yep. Dow is now within 5. Ball got away. 5.4 left in the half.
You lost some time on that. You got 5.4 is right.
Letting it roll up is Kamari McGee. Front court with 4, with 3. McGee driving, got tripped up. They'll play on, wraps it off the bottom of the rim. No good. McGee a little out of control there. Greg Gard wanted a foul, didn't get it. And Penn State has fought its way right back into this game. It's just a 5-point lead for the Badgers as we head to the locker room. Badger fans, today's game brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics. Brew Pub, lots of matzo pizza, Old Dutch chips, and Pepsi. At the half, Wisconsin 40, Penn State 35. We're back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
1849, ban on abortions. Which, by the way, what is squat about that?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is squat about that?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is squat about that?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Welcome back to the Kohl Center, Wisconsin, up 40-35. And right now, we normally get to hear Matt LePay, but Matt LePay is talking to Chris McIntosh, the athletic director here.
You'll be inducted into the UW Athletics 2025 Hall of Fame.
And right there you hear Chris McIntosh welcoming Matt LePay into the class of 2025 to the Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame. Coming up is our halftime conversation presented by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff. The grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great. But for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making, they're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Hey Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement ready toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our retirement-ready roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
It's time for our halftime conversation. As we've talked about during the course of the season, the strength of this Wisconsin team is the depth that it has. Quality guys coming off the bench and being productive. That certainly happened Wednesday at Minnesota, specifically Carter Gilmore and Jack Janicki. Perhaps the best part of it all was they've done it before, so it was no surprise when they did it again.
They both made plays, and I think just the Gilmore's offensive rebound and gets fouled. He makes the play, on the shot clock when I'm yelling, shoot it from the top of the key, and he has a better idea to drive it and play off one leg. And obviously Jack's activity, just, you know, getting – he got an offensive rebound loose that ended up being Blackwell three-point play that kind of sealed the game there to put us up 8 or 9. But – they just, Jack came out with one less half a tooth as he did a face. He hit that, watching the film, man, he did a little face plant there. And Blackwell's right there to point to where his tooth was on the floor. So being roommates, any good roommate, you know, will point where your knocked out chipped tooth is.
And held it up with pride, everybody.
So. That story will grow, Matt. You talk about wait till they get to Alumni Day in 10 years about how he did it for the state school and lost tooth in battle and declared victory as he held it up.
That's head coach Greg Gard. We'll have more of our halftime chat with him, presented by American Family Insurance. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hey Badger fans, it's Matt's Matt for Brew Pub, lots of matzo pizza. Basketball season is here, and there's nothing that beats sitting and listening to a Badger game while enjoying a delicious Brew Pub pizza. Every game-winning shot and every sweet alley-oop deserves a pizza that's just as amazing. And you'll find that in a Brew Pub lots of matzo pizza. Loaded with high-quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, Brew Pub pizzas are a swish of delish. Snag one today from your local grocery store or during home games in the concession stand at the Kohl's Center.
Right now, Kohl's is giving away millions in instant Kohl's cash in stores for free. Yep, that's right, because the Kohl's Cash Ultimate Giveaway is back. Hurry in to claim yours while supplies last,
Plus, you can score 3 days of deals in-store and online this weekend. So don't miss out. Head to your nearest Kohl's this Friday through Sunday before it's too late. Kohl's cash giveaway valid in-store only. Redeemable only that day. Some exclusions apply. Not valid on Sephora at Kohl's. While supplies last. Ends March 9th. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
We continue with our halftime conversation. As much as basketball is a guards game, or at least seemingly so, I think many would agree, I know Brian Butch would, that a key for the Badgers moving forward is the play of the big man, Steven Crowell, one of six seniors being recognized today.
We're going to need him to continue to play well, but you're right about the one word with him has been steady. You know, there's been a dip here or there, but by and large, the time he's been in that lineup, from basically his sophomore year on, that cardboard cutout year, he backed up Potter and Reavers and really didn't play much at all. But just from then on, you know, he started on the Big Ten Championship team as a sophomore in 2020. And just been so steady for us, just very dependable. We know we can count on Steve, and like I said, it's been good to know you have an anchor there in the middle that you know what you're going to get from, you know what you can depend on him for, and obviously you got to keep pushing buttons and keep, because he's still a too unselfish, too nice of a guy. I've tried to rough him up a little bit and use some sandpaper vocabulary at times to get him to, but he's just, I think that's what's made him so steady. He doesn't get too blistered if I go at him, and doesn't get too low if things don't go well. So that's as a coach, that's a very comforting feeling, you know, and you got somebody you can really count on there.
That's head coach Greg Garden. That's our halftime conversation. We'll take a look at some of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Coming up next, this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist, end the friendship. Or choose chill, because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Let's have brats for dinner.
Whoa, maybe not.
Hi, this is Fritz Usinger. Your home freezer can begin to suck moisture and flavor out of improperly packaged food products within a matter of days. That's why at Usinger's, we flash freeze our brats and then vacuum seal them to lock in flavor and seal out air. Just put them in your freezer, and when you're ready for a Usinger brat, drop the package in a bowl of water, and in 15 minutes, they're ready to grill. Remember, if it has an elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance. From the volleyball court to the hockey rink, every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
First half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming here in the 5-point lead for Wisconsin, 40-35. Wisconsin 7-17 from the arc, 15-34 overall. Penn State's gotten hot, 13-25 overall, 5-8 from the 3-point line. Turnovers high both sides, 8 for Penn State, 7 for Wisconsin. Kamari McGee with 10 points leading the way. Tanjay and Crowell each with 9. DeMarco Dunn has 10 to pace the Nittany Lions. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. At the half, Wisconsin 40, Penn State 35. This is the Halftime Report brought to you by Culver's. The second half is coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Governor Tony Evers has released his budget, calling this the most pro-kid budget in state history. This is now the fourth time that Evers has put forth a budget proposal, and the three prior were all met with a similar fate. Republicans in the legislature rejected it entirely. Again this year, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called the budget dead on arrival. To a certain extent, this is what we've come to expect from this era of divided government in Wisconsin. In previous years, Evers has eventually signed Republican-authored budgets and used his line-item veto powers to make certain changes. But could he play hardball this time around and threaten to veto the entire budget? Is there anything in this pro-kid budget that has to be there? Things like education funding, or clean water protections, or Medicaid expansion? With everything going on in Washington, now might be the right time for Evers to fight for these proposals and fight for Wisconsinites in any way he can.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Badgers led by as many as 13. It's just a five-point lead now, 40-35, as we get ready for the second half. And before we get going with it, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Penn State scored the final 8 points of the half, 40-35. Wisconsin leading.
The pros, bro, nobody cares about the stats right now. Congratulations. Congratulations. You looked at me when I said, hey, you got to go. He looked at me like, Dave, he looked at me like, what are you talking about? But there's no way. What in the world are you doing? I mean, so you got me with a pie. I'm